Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, presented by the Men's Clinic on Sports Radio 610.
These are my confessions.
First of all, welcome back, Figgy. I know you had a nice long weekend. Hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did.
My confession is I've never missed you more than I missed you yesterday.
Really?
In this segment. I think it was, no, it was this next segment, I think. It was at 12:40 or so. So, somehow.
What did I do?
Yeah, I'm about to say.
Here it comes. All right, I'm just waiting.
I feel love.
So you are, but that's not why.
Yeah, see? It ain't even about you. He's just using it to get to other people. Look at that.
So, somehow, some way, it was mentioned that the Dynamo finally got a win.
Correct.
How about that?
Yep.
Okay.
You say somehow, some way. It was winners and losers of the weekend. I was letting.
That's what it was. They won at 12:40, wasn't it?
They won on the weekend. They had a they had a great goal, and they actually got a win for the first time this season. I thought that was worth mentioning real quick.
My guy over here, your guy over here, said.
Damn, not
literally,
your guy.
Literally said. Well, the expected goal percentage on that was. Dude, we're using expected goal percentage in soccer now?
Well, they've been using it for quite a while. But I think the point was to highlight that... Look,
you don't need to say expected goal percentage.
Yeah, because it was
a good goal.
It was to highlight that it was a good goal. It's what we do with it. With how improbable was the comeback against Duke, now, right? With a few minutes to go, the win percentage was at 98%.
Now, do you do that with the catch rate, like in the outfield?
Well, I don't mind that as much.
Well, where I do it in baseball, where it's notable, is the expected hit percentage on, like, that hit would have, been a hit 78% of the time.
It'd be a fly out in the outfield. The expected catch rate was.
Figgy, we're going advanced analytics on MLS soccer.
I think Reggie got a problem.
He's got a problem.
What you mean?
He's got a problem. I mean, what are we even
y'all act
doing?
Like I'm
sometimes
doing...
you got to find the right person to nerd out with. Some stuff, if you feel like, oh, this might be a little too nerdy, you know what? I'll stay to myself on this one. Unless somebody else brings it up.
You know what y'all are? Y'all are the people that are like, nah, none of y'all can have pineapple on your pizza. Like, if you don't like pineapple on a pizza, that's
fine.
Cool. I'm just laying it out for all listeners. For some people, they just heard there was a goal. And it was a good one. But for some people, they're like, how good was it? Right? Here you go. Just letting you know. He made an improbable goal.
Hey,
Shout out to them.
Hey, the goal was good.
It was a good goal.
That was the goal. The basket good.
Leave it at that.
We don't need a percentage on how good it was.
See, and now y'all doing a lot here on the text line. I thought y'all was my friends. From the 408, please do not bring American sports statistical analysis to soccer. Look, let me tell you, it's not the Americans that brought the XG to soccer. Soccer been on that XG already anyways. And, of course, it's not the primary way that I look at it. I just think that's an additional way to add a little bit of, context to what's happening here.
Man, we're talking EPA basically on soccer.
All right, so I just came. I can't mention any additional stuff, huh? I just got to tell you the dry, cut and dry. Huh? Yeah. He scored a goal and they won.
I was looking in that studio and I'd love Byron, but I was like, man, where's Figgy? This would be fun.
y'all just like jumping me, man. All I'm trying to do is give y'all information. This is what I get for my troubles.
We give you your ball back, man. All right, man. Here's your ball back. These are my
confessions. I had an absolute blast hanging out watching this game in public. Like, I feel bad because all that was left was for them to win. It was so fun watching this game out in public. Like, yeah. I can only imagine what it was like watching the Cougs beat Duke if you were watching amongst people.
That's true.
So my confession is, I think I need to work a little bit harder on watching these games amongst other people. Mm-hmm. Like, it's better to just be able to sit and like run things back, whatever, on the TV.
Yeah.
But it's also so much fun to just be like hang out with folks and eat.
Get a little crazy.
And eat a quesadilla.
Make a little noise.
And make a little noise.
Yeah.
I will say that's the sub part of the confession. I didn't realize I was going to fan out in the way that I did. I was out here jumping up and yelling and clapping at things. Like, yeah. I looked like Draymond Green. Like, yeah!
Let's go!
Yeah!
Let's go!
Yeah! And I was like, oh, okay. I didn't realize I thought I was going to be subdued. Nope.
Watching a game with T-Mill is fun, too.
That is also part of it. Yeah. That is absolutely very much part of it.
Yeah.
So he had a couple of shots for me, as I'm sure you expected.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a good time, except for the fact that, you know, the thing happened.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Y'all want some breaking news real quick?
Sure.
This might relate to the Rockets a little bit. The Denver Nuggets has fired Michael Malone, their head coach.
Wow.
That just went down 2 minutes ago.
Man, that
I thought you were setting up your confession. I thought it was something funny.
It kind of shocked me a little bit. Yeah. That's why I'm like, is this where I had to check to see if it was real? But crazy.
That is real. My confession.
All right, back to my confession. So Reggie, you were out at Lil Woodrow's?
No, ended up at what is it?
Where
Cobos Q.
Cobos Q.
Oh, yeah.
Because Lil Woodrow's was
it was packed.
It was out the line. So line out the door.
So y'all was watching the game, y'all had the sound on and
sound
all that.
Sound on. That was also real good.
That's important.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that didn't go so well for me where I was watching the game. So I was at Cam Houston.
Okay.
And, you know, on their social media, I'm going to put them on blast because I like Cam Houston. Mm-hmm. I like going there. Food and all that stuff is good. But I was so disappointed, man. So they were promoting, watch the Cougs here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we have this special, that special. So I'm like, cool. We went to a little birthday dinner for my wife and all that stuff. And I said,
happy birthday.
Yeah, her birthday tomorrow.
Okay.
But yeah.
Happy birthday in advance.
Yeah. So I'm like, you know what? Let's go to Cam Houston. They got these specials and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Watch the game outside. Like, nice little vibe.
Yeah.
Man, they had a damn DJ going.
Oh, no.
They had the game on, but no sound and the DJ going.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, come on, man.
There are certain games you just don't do
that. We got to have the sound on for this one, man.
Yeah,
hey,
I
the
agree.
Girls can chill out.
Yeah.
They don't need no music right
they
now.
They get into
we
it.
Can, look, we can play the music during the commercials.
Yeah.
We can have the DJs spin the ones and twos during the... I'm like, y'all over here playing the DJ?
I think he needs to open a place. He knows how to do it.
So, all right.
Dude,
so
I was so mad, man. And I ain't had time to be trying to go somewhere else to try to... find that because I was with my peoples and stuff. So I'm just like, man, I'm sitting here just watching the game on mute, listening to music, man.
All right, so what's the level where the sound needs to be on in the establishment? Like, what's the level of game, right?
Oh, yeah, so yeah, no, playoff games.
Local team playoff game.
I mean, like, that was a sound-on game.
Yeah. 100%. And that's a different type of place because I don't think people go there to watch a game. You go more of a sports bar.
Yeah.
But this one, like,
they advertised it, though. That's the problem.
That's the thing. Yeah. They said, come here to watch the Cougs game.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, cool. They going to have the sound on and all.
Well, to be fair. And if you was going to try and sue them, they did say watch. They didn't say watch and listen.
Yeah.
So, I'm with you.
I was so disappointed because, like, I understand if it was the Astros game, then I understand
just
not having the sound
April
on.
April game.
You just got in the one. But, this is for everything, man. Mm-hmm. You know how crazy it would be if the Cougs won last night?
Yeah.
Like, people would probably
about that, too. I was like, I felt bad. Just, like, the vibe in general.
Dog, I was talking about going to Third Ward, man. I'm going to go to Third Ward, just ride around. Yeah. And just honk the horn.
That would have been nuts.
Man. But
that would have been great.
Can I steal the next confession? Because my confession actually ties up with what you were just guys were just saying.
All right.
These are my confessions.
I think I did the thing that you're not supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
I started talking about with T-Mill and the other folks who were hanging out. What would they do if they won the championship? Is it the parade?
Oh, man. You're celebrating early, man.
I broke the seal. Yeah. I shouldn't have done that. Because can we still have the conversation?
It wasn't your hair that did it. It was that.
That's right. Can we still have the conversation, or is that taboo?
No, it would have been a parade.
You think they would have done a full parade downtown?
I say it all the time. It says Houston on their front.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Because I was like,
no, that's a college that's in the city of Houston in Third Ward.
Yeah.
So nah, that's a Houston squad, man.
I was like,
no matter what school you went to, man, that's
for sure.
Houston.
I was revving up, obviously, but I shouldn't have broke the seal. I apologize.
Yeah, man. I did that with the Texans playoff game when they blew it against Kansas City. I was already thinking, I'm like, man, they might play Tennessee.
Yeah.
That's going to be I think Tennessee at home. I think they would have been playing here.
How about those people that were in line at Academy?
Oh, that sucks.
They were in line at Academy waiting for them to open after the game.
I wonder if there's just someone who work at Academy. Who stole them one?
Just one.
Just steal you one to have, you know? I know we got to put these back in the box and put them on trucks, but let me just take one right quick in a medium.
These are my confessions.
I've entered a toxic relationship.
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. I have entered a toxic relationship with Rory McIlroy.
Oh.
Okay, yeah. How long y'all been in it?
Well, it's going on about 3 years now. Okay. You know, don't sleep on this.
I don't see no ring on your finger yet.
And we'll cover this in a lot more detail starting on Thursday. But this is Masters Week, man.
It is Masters Week.
And anybody who listens to this show knows I am a big fan of golf, especially the majors. And every year I enter every single, golf pool that I can. And I went back and looked. I have picked Rory McIlroy in my first tier. You know, they have tiers or whatever that you can pick a golfer from each one.
I'll let you tell me about that.
Yeah, it's like six tiers. You pick one from each tier, and then your score is like a fantasy.
It's like fantasy golf, and that's how it goes. Gotcha.
I've picked him in the first tier five times in the last 3 years. He's lost and crashed all five times. I have not picked him in whatever the rest of the number is, and those were the ones that he won the majors. So I picked Rory because he's so hot right now for this week's Masters in my first tier. Ahead of Scottie Scheffler, ahead of Morikawa, ahead of all these guys, because I think he's so hot. I think he's going to finally break through on the Masters. So you can pretty much guarantee he's going to crash and
Very
burn.
Good. And actually, that leads to my next confession, which...
These are my confessions.
We got somebody who tweeted us and said, are y'all going to hold Lopez accountable for his lock? That the Cougs would not just win it, but win it by what was it, double digits that you said?
Said it was a lock.
I said 6 to 8 points, maybe double digits, and they should have.
You said it was a lock.
Lock.
Oh, man.
Lock. They should have.
It's your damn fault.
Somebody had the key to unlock it.
No,
apparently.
They should have. I stand by it, man. I make that bet again. It's like in gambling, people always say it. I lost the bet, but everything that I said in that bet was sound. The Cougars.
The process was good, is what you're saying?
The process was good. The bet was sound. The Cougars were up 12 with 16 minutes left. I was like, I tell you the confidence I had in that bet. The Gators were favored by 1.5 points.
Mm.
I created an alternate line, Cougars favored by 4.5, and that way I would have won like $200 on a $50 bet. I'd make that bet again. Cougars should have won. They should have won easily. Anybody watch the game? Did anybody watch the game?
We all watched
a lot of that game. Do you think the Cougars should have won, and maybe even by 6 or 8 points?
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. They
didn't. I know, like I said, but it was a sound bet. Do you think the Cougars should have won by 6 or 8 points at least?
I mean, yes, but that's not how betting works. I'd win a lot of bets if it was just off of what I thought should happen.
What should have happened,
You don't always win your bet, but the bet was a sound bet.
The Texans should have beat the Chiefs.
The bet was a good bet.
And Lopez,
I would do it again.
I will tell you, this is why. This particularly is why I do not bet. Because I'd be like, no, this makes sense, and it don't happen. I'd be like, well, I mean, I thought it made sense
until the last 4 minutes.
And that's the problem. That's the problem with a lock, ain't it? Right? Because the lock don't consider what should have happened. It's just what happened. And right now, your lock looking real creaky.
Hey, I would do it again.
I would not use your lock to put my bike up. My bike would be gone.
Ask anyone who saw that game. Who should have won? How much should they have won by?
Well, I don't think that's how
Vegas, that's how it works.
Vegas don't do it like that. So, yeah, your comeuppance is here.
Nuggets also fired their GM, Calvin Booth.
What is going on?
Wow.
We need to probably discuss. Right. What's going on?
All right, well, those are your lunchtime concessions.
Is it Black Monday?
It was a Tuesday, first and foremost. So, this is a weird Black Tuesday going on. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Again, appreciation to the Men's Clinic for presenting Lunchtime Confessions. Coming up next, let's talk a little bit about it. The Nuggets just fired the two most important people in their brain trust and their organization. And what does that mean for the Nuggets? What does that mean for the Rockets? Not just this season in the playoffs, but also moving forward. What does the landscape look like in the West? Let's talk about it next.